everybody. Welcome. This is the Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Why don't you just tune in and welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Hey. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. Hey. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. Hey. I wouldn't be so unique. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. Yeah. I wouldn't live under a roof. And yeah. I wouldn't be up in this booth. And yeah. I wouldn't know he is the truth. And if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise up and I surprise him like the day that he rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these four cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I would have been cold. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes. No shoes to cover my toes. No hat. Cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed up without a doubt. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the Word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I talked to God, he said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't do nothing to you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, family. We are here. Good morning. This is Bold and Beautiful, When Christian Speak Talk Radio. It is a blustery Saturday morning, and we are excited to start this show off. I'm going to introduce myself. I am Minister Jordana Cunningham, and with me I have my co-host, Novena. Would you introduce yourself?
Good morning, everyone.
And Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
That is our special guest, and of course, my other co-host, Reverend Curtis. Say what's
hey.
Up?
Hey, what's happening? Hey, we in the house.
So, good morning again. We are here to talk to this young man who goes by, and Ray, can you pronounce it for me? I don't want to sound crazy when I pronounce how you say your name.
That's cool. Go ahead and try it. Let me hear you try.
Is it Ray Duggar? Is it?
It's Ray, it's Ray Duggar.
Okay, Ray Duggar. Okay, so I don't sound crazy.
Ray Duggar. Uh-huh. That was perfect.
So, excellent. So we are here to chat up this young man, just chop it up in the spirit a little bit. He is a gospel hip hop artist with an awesome testimony about how God came in and basically just changed his life. And so, Reverend Curtis, do you want to start off us off with a word of prayer, please?
Amen. Amen. Father God, we magnify you and bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for this time, Lord God, that you presented us, Lord God, to your people, Lord God. We ask right now that you would just bless this time, Lord God. Bless this testimony and bless the hearers and the listeners, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that your power will go forth, Lord God, and that your glory will be in the midst of this show, that everybody will be touched, Lord God, by what you do, not just in heaven, but also in the kingdom of men. So have your way today, Lord God. We bless you, we honor you, we praise you, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Awesome.
Reverend Ray, you want to kick it off? I mean, not Reverend. I said Reverend Ray. I meant Reverend Curtis.
Side, no, Reverend Ray. Reverend Ray.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, definitely. I just want to talk about how we first met. You know, we first met by, doing Beat the Streets in D.C. throughout the different wars in the city. And when I first met him, you know, he was on the stage, and I think we were down Southwest. Wasn't we down Southwest? No, we weren't down Southwest that time. We was on Northwest that time.
Yeah,
and exactly. And his music just touched me. And man, me and him talked, and I told him I would definitely like to have him on the show. And from that point on, we clicked. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to meet this man. So I want him to introduce himself and talk about himself. So, Ray, I'm kicking the mic to you right quick, man.
All right, cool, man. That's a blessing. So, yeah, it definitely was a privilege and an honor to meet you because, you know, our like spirit or whatever, we got similar testimonies. And it was just, you know, powerful how God linked us up and put us together. But I appreciate you guys having me on the show. I'm so excited, man. I can't wait to just dig in and get in the spirit and just really build with you guys and share what God has for you to share with me and for me to share with you all. But I go by Ray Duggar. That's R-A-Y-D-U-G-G-A. It's just a spinoff my real name. You know, my real name is Raynard, so it's like Ray. And my last name is Duggar, D-U-G-G-E-R. But it's like all my life, if people were saying my name, they'd be like, hey, Duggar. So when it was time for me to have a rap name, you know, I wasn't really into the, you know, the gimmick names. I ain't want, like, Pistol Ray or, you know, or Star Spangled Ray. Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm going to go with Ray Duggar, you know, E-I off and just put an A since that's how it's pronounced anyway. People say it, and that's Ray Duggar, and you get Ray Duggar. So, you know, just want Ray Duggar to be a household name, you know, where it's easy for people to, you know, say and things like that. It's not hard on the ear. But I come from D.C., you know, Northeast, neighborhood called Paradise. Ironically, you know, it's full of, you know, drugs, violence, you know, poverty. Well-known D.C. area with that's known for that. You know, that's one of the neighborhoods that's kind of like known even in other places, you know, in other states. You might hear people to say, yeah, I know about that neighborhood. You know how in some states like New York, you hear about, you know, Mossy Projects, or you hear about certain areas that's known all over the world. You know, in Atlanta, you hear about Bankhead and stuff like that. And, you know, so it's like my neighborhood was like one of the neighborhoods that's kind of known for its crime and violence and drugs and the money that it made and stuff like that. So unfortunately, you know, I was raised around that area. I say fortunately because it kind of gave me a backbone in this crooked and perverse world, you know, kind of helped me build some stability and a foundation to take some things, you know, because I just thank God for the experiences that I had growing up there because they helped me be able to learn how to suffer, you know, learn how to deal with when things don't go your way. And, you know, so as a believer now growing up, I ain't ready to jump off a building if I come short on my check, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Things ain't working out for me. I ain't ready to just, you know, call it a quit. You know, my marriage rocky. I ain't just quick to, you know, just find another woman, man. I'm understanding that a lot of success come from great struggle. So, that's where I'm at with that. So, unfortunately, the unfortunate part was that, you know, I have a lot of history now that I'm not proud of and that I wish, you know, that I probably could have avoided, you know, because a lot of things that I did wasn't nice, you know what I'm saying? Not only hurt myself,
right,
but I put other people's families in jeopardy too. So.
Yeah, that's definitely understandable. And speaking on that aspect about the history, you know, you kind of gave us a preview of your history, but, you know, we also want to talk about, you know, how did you come to know Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and how did that just impact your life to bring you to where you at right now?
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. Starting off, I have to give credit to my parents, first of all, because, you know, God get the glory, but I give my parents a little credit, you know.
right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all get the glory, but the parents can take a credit or two. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can take a credit or two because, you know, they did their part in taking me to church when I was younger. And I thank God for that. And they also did their part by trying to instill, you know, a foundation in God, in Jesus, you know. So it all started when I was young, you know, but the thing that I kind of wish that I had more was that it was that it was impressed upon me more, you know, that it was kind of like, you know, put in my face more, kind of like let me do my own thing, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, parents got their own struggles, so they was trying to figure out how to balance us and their own struggles, so, you know, thank God that they made it through. But what happened was I ended up leaving church, like, around the age of maybe 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
When I just going to church, you know, I stopped waking up, and my parents were just going on their own or whatever. And when I stopped going to church, you know, I stopped seeking out the God or whatever. So from 13 all the way up until I was 22, I just was doing my own thing, running around, you know. I ended up selling drugs. I ended up doing a lot of nonsense until one day it all caught up to me, and I landed in prison at 22. And when I was in prison, it was like a wake-up call for me, because I was always the type of person where I was never hindered from doing whatever I wanted to do, you know. And when you're in prison, you hit reality like, wait a second, I'm not in control of my life. Like, God used prison to speak to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you see in the natural sense that here it is, you're in a place where you thought you was really in control, but when you run into someone who has more control than you realize how less of a control you actually have.
Yes.
You know? And he spoke through that, you know, and in that time I was thinking about, you know, still trying to win. You know, I'm still not fully convinced that I need to turn to God. I'm still trying to find a way to win, you know. So I started contemplating suicide, because I'm like, if I kill myself, if I take my life, then nobody can say that they ended it. You know, the prison system can't say that they got me. You know, I ain't going back on the streets and nobody killed me, or I ain't falling victim to the street life. Nobody can say they had control over my life but me. I'm still in control, so I take my life. You know.
Wow.
So as I was contemplating taking my life, you know, and it was all planned out, the day that I was actually going to hang myself, I was sitting up early before most people, sitting on my bunk before breakfast, and I just remember just crying for the first time. And when I was crying, I guess my heart was a little humbled at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this thought in my mind where it just had to be another way.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, like, said that out loud. I was like, man, it just has to be another way.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you guys can hear my voice clear, the moment I said that, I literally heard the voice of the Lord say, try me. It was like, there's another way. And I heard the Lord say, try me.
Mama.
Like, he broke into my natural existence at the point of my vulnerability and humility and allowed me to hear his voice. And he said, try me. And just two words changed my whole life.
Oh, Jesus.
It took me 22 years to try to figure out what to do with my life, and it took God two words to change
two words.
It. Glory. To change it all around. Y'all about to give me amped up. It took God two words to just change my whole existence, to wake me up, to stop me from sleeping, to open my eyes, to face the reality of who I truly was. Because I promise you, I'm not trying to sound like a Christian or have no lingo, but those two words, I've seen my whole life from those two words. Just by God saying, try me, it let me know that if he's telling me to try him right now in the situation that I'm in, that means that he's been following me the whole time. He's been following me the whole entire time. And he's been right there making sure I get to this point where I stop looking at myself and I turn around and look to God, where he say, hey, I've been
glory.
Here. You try everything else. Now try me.
Mm.
Everything else failed you, but it's one thing you haven't tried. You came to your wit's end, but at your wit's end is the bottom. But at the bottom is only one place to look up. Now that you're looking up, try that. Try me.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Listen. I feel like getting up and running around this house right now. Don't start none.
Boy. Go ahead now. Set that high. It's on fire up in here now. Yeah.
That's what I literally did. I'm going to tell you what I literally said to God. Literally. In that moment, I knew it was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't even have to say, you know, if you watch Christian movies and God be talking from heaven, and he'd be like, this is the Lord talking. No, it wasn't like that.
See, one thing, God ain't pressed. God ain't pressed. He'll have to, he'll just speak and you know who he is. He'll just move. He'll just say that was God. He'll just show up and you'll be able to put the glory on him. See, when he spoke, he didn't say, this is I, the Lord. He just said, try me. Who is me? But I knew in my spirit that it was God, because who else would meet me at the point of a need like that? Who else would come to me after I did what I did, forgive me, and still say, try me? You think that, like, God will forgive you and then say, try me. It made sense. And I knew it was the Lord speaking to me. And I literally said to him, I said, Lord, I said, so you mean to tell, this is what I said, so you mean to tell me that you just been wanting my attention this entire time? That's exactly what I said. I said, Lord, if you want me, you can have me. I said, and just as much as I live for the streets, I'm going to live for you.
Come on,
and I didn't turn my back on the streets. I said, I'm not going to turn my back on you. I said that verbally, outside my mouth, out of my mouth. And I started saying those things. I said, I'll never leave you. I said, I won't quit. I said, even if I got to struggle or cry, I said, I'm not going to give up on you. Because if you want me right now, how can I not live for you when you want me as filthy as I am? As messed up as I am right now, and you telling me you want me, how can I not allow you to have all of me? Well, you could be judging me right now, just like the judge that I'm getting ready to face. You can be judging me right now.
That's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And from that day on, that's how my relationship with God has been. He's just a verbal communication, an intimate, personal relationship. Thank God for the priests, the pastors, the choir, the evangelists, and all of that. But in that time, none of those people was available. And I thank God that it's not hindered to Christian ministry.
My Lord.
I thank God that Christian ministries don't box God into a system.
Well, my God.
Because there was no topic for a sermon. There was nobody to lead me in worship. There was no altar call. Nobody handed me a track or nothing. I had a rope. I had a sheet around my neck.
My Lord.
And
you
I
would
had
act-
my last words before I was going to take my last breath.
Jesus.
And I said, it just has to be another way. And he said, try
that
me.
That is amazing. That's
and
awesome.
You heard him and you responded.
Wow.
I just love the passion in which you shared the story.
Yeah.
It's left
Absolutely.
Us speechless. Very seldom do we get speechless.
Hello?
But yeah. I'm,
and the same passion that I'm hearing here, I can only imagine you from 12 to 22. You had those 10 years when you were running hard in the streets. So I am encouraged that you have that same fire and passion for running for Christ. You know, and you're not boxed in by all these the things you had mentioned. Those are wonderful things for those who come up that way. But it gives me great hope to know that even if I'm not out there preaching and I'm not out there singing and I'm not out there doing this, that God can still reach whosoever will hear his voice.
Amen. Exactly. I want to piggyback on that. Absolutely. The most encouraging thing about what you just said is that you didn't even, like, cry out specifically to God. You didn't say, you know, Jesus, if you be real. You were still who you were, unsaved, whatever. And you were just like, there has to be an answer. And the Lord, right where you were, in prison, about to take your last breath, came and spoke. He didn't wait for you to get saved and then came and talk to you. He didn't wait for you to get out of prison and go to somebody's church. He came and found you where you were. And I think that is what people need to realize in this season, is that God doesn't, he's not going to wait for you to get saved. He comes and gets you. He comes and gets you wherever you are. He don't wait for you to walk into a building. He doesn't wait for someone to hand you a track, because he loves you, and he loves you fiercely. He is the one. He is the father who runs out to meet his son. Do you know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
He is the one who,
Hallelujah.
It doesn't even matter if you call his name or if you're thinking about him. He's always thinking about us, and he'll always come and get us and find us no matter where we are. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. So also, we got to focus. Curtis, you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say that's awesome. I mean, even in the aspect of what he said was that something that he realized, he said, hold up, that you've been following me all this time.
Yeah.
And all you wanted was my attention. Like,
yeah.
Lord, you got me. Lord, I'm here. Whatever you want, I'm here. Like, I just relate to that so much because it's amazing. Like, man, when you think about, I mean, every believer should, though. When you think about what nobody else would ever know, not just the stuff that you got in trouble for, but the stuff that nobody else never know, that God know, and that God say, yeah, I want you. You like, man, you know, and man, awesome, man. It's awesome, man. And I just, like I said, I hear your 110% passion. And listen,
absolutely.
Man, hey, look. You know, it's funny because I'm smiling like I don't know what right now. And the reason why I am, right, because, like, ain't this true, ladies? He was at the table, you know, he was like, you know, he just talking about her at the table, right? So we were just fellowshipping, eating. He just talking for real. But, Lord, when he got to just telling that story just now, that thing, no meaning you would have had to buy a whole new table. It would have been on fire.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know it? Thankfully, he saved it because we would have shouted and ran all throughout that house. Okay, so wait, we are also here to talk about.
Can I be
I'm sorry. Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I have to.
So we're also here, of course, to talk about your music, because you have an awesome ministry, and you are a gospel hip hop artist. And actually, what I'm going to do first, before you actually start talking about it, I'm going to play a clip of one of your songs, "What Now," and then we'll talk about it after that. So, listen up,
awesome.
Folks.
Yeah. You mean to tell me that your God was? How you say you see me when you seem so far? Now you saw that when I fell and left a mark. So, hey, why you let me live my life with scars? It's so hard to let you play your part. When they killed him, was that something that you could have stopped? Hey, all who say they love me left me, yet you want my heart. So, torn between the two, just don't want you to tear apart. Will you still want me after knowing that I slept around? Learn to fit it, so you're gonna have to find me through crowds. Wanna change me, try that on before tell me how do I.
All right. So, again.
Yeah.
So, again, he has this awesome ministry. And we just want to celebrate it.
Right.
And so just tell me a little bit about first how you
got into your love of hip hop.
Your love of hip hop?
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a cool story.
Yeah. It might echo in too. Your mic echoing too, Joy. But before you do too, you said you wanted the Spirit of the Lord was saying telling you to say something, so you can share that right quick and then go into about how you got into hip hop.
Yeah, amen. Just real brief. I have to share this in obedience. So, one thing about God's forgiveness and that it's not just about God doesn't judge based on what you've done. He judges based on the need that you have, because what I was locked up for, it's not just embarrassing to say, it's humbling and it's sorrowful to my soul, because, I actually took someone's life. That's what I was locked up for committing murder, and I pray for that family, I mean, every day. Since I got locked up in 2008, I have not ceased to, I haven't stopped praying for that family because I feel like connected, to them because of, the situation that happened. And if I don't pray for their continual, progression and comfort and things like that, it's like, I feel empty. And God always reminds me that, to lift them up in prayer. I don't have all the answers for why things happen, I don't have all the answers. I don't. I don't know why it was me. I don't know. I don't have those answers. But what I do know is that God is still God, and I just want people to know that when I cried out, there just has to be another way. And God said, try me. That's because he is the way. You know, he is that way. And I just want to share that peace, because there's nowhere that you can be in your life. There's no sin. There's no wrong that you're doing. There's no place you can hide where God won't not just and not only just find you, but tell you how much that he loves you and wants to save you from that. You know, because people consider that sin the greatest and gravest sin, you know. That's
right.
What it's labeled as. And as having that label according to man and seeing how God introduced himself to me in that, man, it just shows that there's nowhere that God won't go to meet you and bring you out. So
praise the Lord.
Just wanted to throw that peace out there.
Amen.
I appreciate it. Can I just say one thing just to piggyback off of that? We will go on into our program. But that what you just said, Ray, just touched my heart. And I know that, you know, our God is a forgiving God, a loving God. And I don't know if we introduced your wonderful helpmeet that God has blessed you with, but
yeah.
I believe that she is a special gift to you.
Amen.
You through those hard times, because we don't forget the things that we do before we were saved and even after God has forgiven us. But I praise God that I witness the love that you two share and the beauty. It's such a beautiful, precious and intimate and pure. It's a pure love.
Amen.
I want to just take a moment just for you to introduce if you don't mind. Because you're not sitting over there by yourself.
No,
Definitely.
I can see her expression right now. Like,
hey,
what?
You're right, though. You're right about that. She got her head sitting on her forehead like, oh, my goodness.
She know me. She know me. She was sitting at that table with me. She know
so
I just
wanna, her. Name
her
is Ashley. Her name is Ashley Nicole Duggar, right? And she is my gift from God. And God used the most beautiful wrapping paper ever to give me this gift. He wrapped this gift so gorgeous, you know, that I take my time getting to the blessing of who she truly is, because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, tear or mess up. I want to keep it intact. So say hi and say hello to my beautiful, lovely, gorgeous wife, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you all?
Hey, Ashley.
Okay. We just had to do that. You know we had to do that.
Put the phone back at me.
Of course. Of course. That's all right. Her time is coming.
That's right.
Her time is coming. So did you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Oh, okay. The song, What Now, it's a two-part. It's two parts to it. It's me talking about myself, but actually also sharing what I feel a lot of people go through when they first trying to come to God. Because it's like the thought of a believer when they come to God, well, the thought of someone who wants to come to God or who's thinking about changing their life, the first thing that they say, and what I heard a lot from people in prison, they say, okay, say I serve God, and then what? What now?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's a lot of Christians that after they get saved, they still have that question, what now? Because a lot of things don't change. You know what I'm saying? Of course, your spiritual destiny changes, you know what I'm saying, and your relationship with God changes, but those are things that you don't automatically see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you left with the question, what now? And a lot of people don't know how to disciple and lead people into the what now.
Wow.
I wanted to share a song with people who are trying to come to God, and people who have just came to God, you know, what are you supposed to do now? So the first verse is basically someone speaking to God, telling them, like, okay, so you telling me you're God, but wait, how you going to say you see me when you so far away? You know what I'm saying? And how you say you God when you saw that I failed and now I'm living my life with these scars? Like, okay, what happened? You know, because God is not afraid of people's questions. God is not
that's
going to say, stop questioning me. You know how people say, don't question God. God isn't telling people to preachers and pastors to tell the congregation, don't question them. Mm-hmm. Because that means that you're not, that you can't have an open relationship and tell God how you really feel.
Right?
Come on, man.
Asking him questions about him. He is not shying to tell you who he is, how he told Job.
Mm-hmm.
He had no problem telling Job who he was. And it caused Job to wake up and realize that I need to stop having these doubts and reserves about God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I wanted people to understand, like, man, if you trying to figure out who this God is, ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him.
That's right. That's right.
Ask him who he is. Ask him why he let this happen to your mother. Ask him why, you know what I'm saying, you had to grow up the way that you. Ask him. Ask him those questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Because he knows the answer.
He'll give you an answer. If he don't give you an answer verbally, he'll give you peace about a situation where you'll feel content that you can trust him.
Mm. Mm.
So that was what the song was about. And then the second verse is God talking back to the person. You know, it was kind of like a Job thing. That's what I was thinking about when Job was talking to God and God talked back to Job. God was talking back to the individual, telling them that, you know, you have to realize that, you know, if I wasn't God, then things would be really worse off than they are. I've actually been keeping you to the point where you have these questions. And why you think you're led to me if I'm not there?
Mm.
You wouldn't be led to something that's not there.
Wow.
So the point that you're even questioning God or me is proof that I'm there, so you have to just stay in position and wait for my response.
Well. Mm.
My Lord.
You
and then after
something,
that,
bro.
God says, what now? You know.
I know that's right.
What now? You know?
Hello?
Mama.
Absolutely. So, real quick, where can people get in contact with you, listen to your music? Of course, we want to make sure that, you know, folks can hear all this awesome ministry that you're putting out there.
Amen. Praise God. You can actually, like, you know, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and things like that under my name, Ray Duggan, RayDugga. You can actually find an album that I put out when I first came home from prison back in 2016. I put the album out, you know, being from Paradise and headed towards Paradise. You know, the album's called Paradise to Paradise. That's
Amen.
On all your outlets, your musical outlets, whatever you have, Google Play, Apple Music, whatever you have, it's on all of them for the low. Or you can just stream it on YouTube live if you search for it. Also, I have you know, videos out to songs that I did on YouTube. If you just YouTube my name, it'll all pop up. And then my email for, like, booking, or if you want me to come speak to the youth or whoever, you know what I'm saying, it's Paradise Music, and that's PARADISEMUSICK @gmail.com. That's paradisemusic@gmail.com. For, you know, direct contact to me to, you know, if you want me out to share my ministry with your church, or even if you want me to do a house visit to talk to a child of yours that need, you know what I'm saying, some encouragement or a testimony that he can know that he's not alone or whatever the case may be. I'm just here to serve.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Co-host, y'all got anything for him?
That was awesome. I mean, hey, look, one thing about you, bro, I'm going to tell you, when people just listen to you, you can hear how genuine you are about what you do and your passion for it. When it comes down to the way you convey your experience with God, how great is the impact that you've seen since you've been home?
Oh, man. The impact has been, I mean, it was never expected, you know, because at first the enemy tried to shut my mouth, you know, the devil, let me say the devil, because he's the devil. The devil tried to shut my mouth, so you can't be out here telling people your testimony, ain't nobody going to want to deal with you, talk to you, be around you. Who wants to be around that type of person? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But once I got past that, the Lord just showed me that I don't care if you're in a room full of 100 people or 1,000 people, share your story, because there's going to be one person, if not many, but please expect it to be one person that's going to need exactly what you're saying. Even if you feel like you're in a room full of Holy Ghost filled, foot stomping, devil head crushing saints, you speaking in tongues, whatever.
You better go on.
Because somebody in there hiding something.
Hiding.
Somebody in there going through something that they trying to just shout through it. And by you expressing it, you're going to be able to allow them, by the grace of God, to open up about something that they're really struggling with or dealing with. And they're going to be able to be comfortable of opening themselves up to God about it instead of trying to shout it out.
Yeah. That's so real. Because a lot of times
people
be shouting and speaking in tongues, but yet they haven't had that authentic, raw, genuine conversation with God. Just that intimate relationship. They're full of religious acts. They may not know what the word says, you know, back and forth, but have they just had a quiet time when they shut everything on the outside out and just turned inside and listened to the voice of God within?
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of things you've said, young man, has been full of wisdom. And another thing, I know you said that you were incarcerated in 2008, and you were released in 2016, was it?
I was released in December 14th.
Mm-hmm, December 14th.
I released the album in 2016, yeah.
It was an album. So, and when I first met you, before I understood your age, I thought you were a teenager. So I say that because God is a preserver, you know?
Ain't he? Won't he do it?
Because I met you and your wife at the same time, and both of y'all look like high school students. Before I heard your voice, okay?
I know, right?
But God will preserve. And you didn't go through all that tough stuff in paradise for nothing. It strengthened you so that when you were released, when you left Babylon, when you were allowed to leave, that you were strengthened, because the enemy, he's going to come full force and try to tell you to shut your mouth. But your word is the breath of life that God's given you to speak. And he's given you a testimony, and that's what we need to hear.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think also that it is just awesome because what I think uniquely, which is so needed in this season, is for the folks who won't step inside a church. And for the folks who are looking for people who look like them, who had experiences like them, and who can understand where they're coming from. And I believe that, exactly. And I believe that it's so needed that we don't need people, I mean, bless God for the three-piece suit-wearing ministers, because, you know, everyone is necessary. But absolutely, there needs to be someone for the folks who aren't going to step inside a church. Or for, you know, for the folks who, you know, what they like to do is hang out on a street corner. Like, and that's where you can go and meet them and talk to them and minister to them. And I think that it's so important for us to show all the shades and colors of what believers look like. Because I think, you know, for so long, it has been inside these four walls, ladies with church hats and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, God isn't that limited. We come in all shapes, sizes, experiences, you know.
Yeah.
There's somebody for everybody. God is for everybody. He is for the person on the street corner. He is for the doctor in office. He's for the guy on Wall Street. He's for the homeless person on the corner. There's no one that is left out. And God will make sure that his people express every part of who he is and where he can take people from. And I just love that.
Amen.
I love that too, because it really is it just shows God's power for real. Because the reality of it is that when you talk about power, you know, and it's a cross that God gave me for power, is positioning oneself with extreme relevance. And if you're not yourself, if you're not the person that God created you to be, if you can, when he brings you to him, he just wants you to be in him, but be yourself in him. And that's how God uses so many people to make our truth so relevant for other people as we experiencing things. Our experiences might not be the same, but at the same time, it still might touch you in a place that somebody else would have never touched you if they never revealed what they've been through. So, like, I really love how you share that power through your testimony and through your music and through your ministry. And I just, man, continue to just do what you're doing, man. Like, man, because one thing I say is that you inspire me, man. You inspire me having the same story as you. You inspire me, though, man. You keep doing what you're doing. Praise. I'm really blessed by you, man.
Absolutely. Man, oh, and do you have... No, go ahead, Ray. I'll ask after.
No, I just said I'm blessed by you guys also, truly.
Oh, that's amazing. It's just a love fest over here. It's just a love fest.
You know it.
Quick question. Do you have any, like, upcoming shows or places where people can come and see you?
Let's see. On the 28th, I actually have an event that I'm doing with a gospel group. Their name is Jaquan Julius and UTK. They have an event on the, is that the 28th? No, it's the 27th. I apologize for that. It's the 27th. The address is 4706 Raleigh Road in Temple Hills. A free concert, you know. I mean, this gospel group is amazing. They be on the radio. Their worship experience is out of this world. I mean, we was at rehearsal last night, and I mean, they take rehearsal and want to worship, you know.
Amen.
Just get off work. I mean, it's going down. So, y'all, you guys don't want to miss this. They're definitely going to be releasing a new single that night. That the Lord has blessed me to be a part of. So that night I'll actually be hosting their show. They asked me to host, actually. And
oh, wow.
I'll be ministering with them on the new single that they're releasing for the first time that night. So that is on the 27th this month in Temple Hills, Maryland, 4706 Raleigh Road. And it's free. So you ain't got to worry about how much it costs. It's free. Just come on out.
Amen.
Come on out.
That's what's up. And don't you, Joy, we have another one of his songs, right?
Absolutely. Let's play it right now.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thinking how far I pushed it in my past days. To hell now the world look like the trash thing. Swear it's looking like it's the last days. The worst says if you ask me. I just remember how I was. Knew the power in that drug. So I sold my soul selling doves. Had the best connect, so I thought it was. So God came and pulled that plug like, hey, you see people dying from what they use. Every time she beat her kids, so they go in the room while she use it. That's drug abusing and you cause them bruises. Why you think most of the girls you talk to, you had to break in and they let you intruder? I was mistaken, I thank God he erased it. I was wrong and I knew it.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
So, bless Lord, you want to tell us a little bit about that song? It's Stay Lit, right?
Yeah, it's called Stay Lit. Segway, it's me and a young Christian brother. I mean, he's doing an amazing job. His name is A-Kev. That's A-Y-Y-E-K-E-V. A-Kev, he's 20 years old. He just released A-Y-Y-E-K-E-V, The Process. He's on this song with me. I chose him to put on the song because, first, the Lord told me to. Second, to help him get out there. But the song is basically about being light, you know, in a dark world and not being light in a lit room.
Uh-oh.
You know, right. It's hard to say not being light in a lit room.
In a lit room.
Yeah, if you come with your flashlight and I already got the lights on, I can't even tell, you know what I'm saying, that your light's shining and what's going on. So we need to be light in this dark world.
Right.
You know. So the song, I used a testimony that I had growing up to picture, because I always try to talk about myself before I try to tell other people what to do in my song.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what I did was I talked about myself and a dark place I was when I was selling drugs. You know, I was selling crack cocaine at one point in time. I think since I was around 12 years old, I started selling crack cocaine. And I used to watch
girls that I knew, that I was friends with, girls that I used to talk to, their mothers being strung out, leaving them in the house, going to get high. And I just watched the effects of broken homes. I mean, the effects of the drug, you know, break up families, break up homes, or whatever like that. And then I allowed God to minister to me after I got saved to tell me that, you know how when you was doing those things, you was thinking about yourself. You was thinking about the gain that you was getting, but you really wasn't thinking about what everyone else is losing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was allowing me to break down, why do you think most of the girls that you talk to, I had three real girlfriends in my life before I met my beautiful wife. And I promise you, all three of their mothers, you know, had some type of drug addiction and drug abuse. All three of them.
Wow.
And he was like, why do you think most of the girls you talk to, you had to break in and they let you intrude them? Why? Because they treated you like you was their parent, because they didn't have their parent around.
Wow.
And you being in a dark place, you actually abused that. Being honest and open, you abused that, you know what I'm saying, because they was in that situation. And you actually sought after people like that because you was actually dealing the things that their parents were strung out on.
Wow. That's real.
Yeah, it is.
That is real. But I love how God comes in and we see that after we come into the family, and he shows us who we really are, that your whole life is covered with grace. And so, you know, it's so funny how you're going through this like weird, like, how is this possible? So you did all this crazy stuff. We all have our testimonies. We've all done some, I have done some crazy stuff, right? And then you meet Jesus, right? And you find out that he doesn't forgive you on the day that you meet him. He has forgiven you from the foundation of the earth, because, you know, in the word it says that he died before the very foundations of the earth. So before I was born, before I was thought of, before the world was created, I was forgiven. So my whole life was already filled with grace. Everything has already been covered. And then I meet him and it's like, so you almost like, I shouldn't actually like feel guilty because he's already forgiven me. Now it's the process of me forgiving myself to make sure, like, look, like, you have done some things and you have been some places, but God has you and he's already had you. And so it's this weird process when you're getting to know him, like, wait a minute, wait, you forgave me before? Like, I knew you forgave me? Like, wait, what?
Right.
How did that work?
Right.
But that's when that humility comes in and that gratitude, and it keeps us humble and just thankful. And it helps us to put ourselves in somebody else's shoes. It helps us to forgive them and helps us to forgive ourselves.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So, Ray, like, what's your vision? Where do you go from here?
Amen. I do believe that God has called me to the ministry. So my focus is on just taking day by day, and allow myself to be available to God and take the experiences that I'm gaining and realize that they're only transitioning me into, you know, what he's ultimately called me to do.
Amen.
My heart and my passion is to see those who, you know, don't know God come to know God and actually have a fire that never goes out, you know. And also for those who know of God to get a deeper understanding of God so that their relationship can grow closer and stronger. So that's my focus. I believe God has given me music as a platform to be able to preach the gospel, to be able to get into areas where I probably wouldn't if it wasn't for the music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because of the testimony. I think the testimony and music is working together, you know, to get me into space where I can minister, you know, the love of Jesus, the you know, the resurrection power, you know, and run off that devil, you know, because I faced that devil head on, being God. So,
you ain't scared.
And I ain't scared. I will
no, that's right.
Load up on that devil. I will squat like the police do. Look through the eye of that thing and squeeze Ooh. That trigger until I see blood. I'm talking
I know
about
that's right.
blood everywhere. I will fire on that devil until I see blood all over him, blood
Ooh.
All over my family, blood all over my children, the blood all over my circumstances,
Lord.
The blood over yours. I ain't stopping until I see the blood of Jesus everywhere.
Awesome.
So let me ask you this, Ray. If it was any message that you can give to our listeners that you would want them to take with them, what would you tell them?
Amen. I would say that don't change for God. Let God change you.
Mm.
You know, don't try to change for God. Let God change you. You know, let him put out what it is he wants you to wear. Don't try to figure out what God wants you to look like.
Mm.
You know, because while you're figuring it out, you done went through a bunch of different outfits that you're trying to think of what somebody else wears and looks like. Next thing you know, you got a room full of stuff that you tried on, but nothing looked good on you.
All right.
You know, but when you finally just sit back and let God say, here, this is what I want you to have, because what God wants you to have, you might not even think it's your style. But God is
All
telling
right.
you that that's what he wants to see you in. And if God wants to see you do what you do, then be confident and bold doing it for God, because he's the only opinion that matters.
Only.
I know that's right.
Thank you, Lord.
So
Thank
wear
you,
your relationship with God and wear it well.
Wear it well.
I know that's
yeah.
right.
I'm talking about,
yeah.
hey, I'm talking about when you put on for God, when you put on for God, slay. You hear me? I want
hey. Right.
Hey. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And you know what? Right on top of what you just said, Ray, would you just take a moment and pray over the listeners right now?
Amen. Praise God. Father God, I just thank you right now, God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to be able to share, Lord God, what you have allowed me to experience, Lord God. I people say it's my testimony, but it's your testimony, God, you did in my life. It's how you came. It's how you moved, Lord God. It's how you broke in my natural existence and showed up, God. And I'm just sharing your testimony and the things that how you sought me out, God. And I just pray right now over all those who listening, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that even people that will listen to the next show, Lord God, that they will still have the anointing from this show on them, Lord God. And
glory.
Because, Lord God, you say that we don't miss nothing in you, because time is not a limitation, Lord God. Space is not a limitation, God. So I just pray that the glory that you place on this show will be upon those listening and those listening to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray
Thank
for
you,
that
Lord.
One, Lord God, who's struggling to come to you, who's taking baby steps forward and then large steps backwards, God, who inching towards you but running away, Lord God, at the same time, God. I pray that that person, Lord God, comes to a place where they can be stopped in their tracks and realize, God, that there's nowhere else that they can run. There's nowhere else to hide. And that they realize, God, that you are there not to judge them, Lord God, but to heal them, forgive them, set them free, and bless their life better than they ever could imagine, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those that's still incarcerated right now, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, that your power would move through those cells, Lord God, and that you would favor those, Lord God, who are standing up for you, being bold for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that their faith do not fail, God, as they're waiting on you, God. I pray in Jesus' name that you would allow your anointing to be in their mouth, that they would speak the word of God and bring healing and deliverance to all
Jesus.
Those who need it around them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for miracles and wonders to showcase themselves in those
Glory.
Prison cells, in those prison walls, in the name of Jesus, God.
Glory.
That you may show yourself mighty and strong, that you would put down, Father God, every thought that's prideful in the minds of men, God, that you would show that you are God and you are Lord and these are your people, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you would turn the hearts of the family members of those who locked up and incarcerated, that you would put forgiveness on their hearts, that they would reach out to their loved ones in the name of Jesus, Father, that they would send encouragement, send, Father God, financial help, that they would visit them, Lord God, and that you would restore relationships in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Also pray for this, for the leaders of this show, this great show, this awesome show, as they stand on this platform, Lord God, trusting you, believing you, Lord God, not being able to see the results all the time, but trusting, Lord God, that you have made a way for them to be effective, for them, Father God, to be, Father God, in a position to help, a position to heal, and that you would even bless them even further than what they believe they're going, Lord God, that you would take them beyond what they can imagine, and that you allow this show, Lord God, to be an outbreak in the nation, Lord God, that you allow this show to take off, Lord God, and be a blessing to those who need you, who need help, who need someone who understands, who's sitting in their home saying, is there somewhere I can go where people understand what I'm going through? Is there any believers out there that can understand that I'm still sinning, but yet I know I still need God? And that they can hear this show, Lord God, and hear a word that can bring them closer to God and further away from their troubles and their sin. And I just thank you for this, God, because you're so worthy, Lord God, that you don't strip us of our identity, but you allow
thank
us
you,
to be who we are in you, God.
Yes.
Continue to do your perfect will. We love you. We bless you and give you
yes,
all the
hallelujah. Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Right now. Look, my headphones hot right now. My headphones
okay.
hot.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, Lord.
Okay, now I'm about to put you on the spot again. Okay, so we coming up on like 3 minutes left on the show, but I got a question, right? If we could get you to spit a little something like right now for like a quick minute, you got something that you can just give us right now, live?
Yeah. Look, I'm still on the clock. For times I can't make up, I wish I can erase the past from mistakes I done traced up. It's so hard to confront me, but how can I not stay stuck? I could get stoned or crucified, but that's just the cross I got to take up. I was raised up in miracle court, but just was a miracle short. Imagine money staying on your mind, but never mirroring the thought. Having dreams of getting into the game, so I made it my sport. But I balled so hard, the judge had bounced around numbers in court. Yeah, I was sitting, was looking at life from a prison. My freedom was nowhere in distance, only was seen in my pictures. Don't know what you got till it's missing. Yeah, I wanted to be there for Lori first day of school, but I missed it. Ain't even showing my toilet to piston. Couldn't even spoil them with Jordans to kicking. On visits, feeling bad, trying to explain why I'm behind the glass, blowing them kisses. On top of that, when I left his mom, she was mad. That one time, I didn't even see him in over a year, and it's sad I forgot what he had like, what he looked like in my vision. Now, what was I supposed to do? How was I supposed to get through? I ain't trying to walk this out, so I was thinking about unlacing my shoes. Man, but I know that inside, that it's a cowardly move. So I called on Christ. I think he said, try me and see that I'm good. Why? Because I'd have been through hell and high water. But I'd have finally crossed over. Now on the other side of the Jordan, seeing the promised land with Moses. Yeah, they wanted me to slow down. Said I was causing everybody stress. Now that the Lord turned my life around, they said, stop is now down. Want to see me blessed? Man, how can I stop? Yeah.
Yo!
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yes! That is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so Ray, real quick, can you give them again how to get in contact with you, and then your and the information on your upcoming show on the 27th?
Awesome. You can connect with me on Instagram, all your social media outlets at Ray Duggan, RayDugga. Also, if you want booking or whatever, email is paradisemusic@gmail.com. That's PARADISEMUSIC@gmail.com. ParadiseMusic@gmail.com. Music on iTunes and all your social media outlets under the same name, Ray Duggar. Upcoming event is January the 27th in Temple Hills, 4706 Raleigh Road, with Daquan Julius and UTK. I mean, a worship experience that you can have in your own way. That's the motto. The motto is worship in your own way that night.
Amen.
And let God just have his way. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, I also have an event on Saturday, March the 3rd. It's in North Carolina, though.
Okay.
But yeah, but it'll be live on Facebook, so that's what I'm saying. Definitely check that out when you see that broadcasting live. And what else we got going on? I believe that's it.
Awesome. But everybody can follow you on all your social media. Again, that's RayDuggA, Facebook, Instagram. That's amazing. Thank you so much. This has been an amazing show. We'll probably have you and your wife on again. Tell her she just got off this first time, but she's not going to escape again. And so we appreciate you. It has been, again, just super amazing. This has been Bold and Beautiful, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We will chat with y'all later. We'll see you next month. Y'all want to end with anything?
Just say God is good.
Amen. Curtis? Oh, maybe we lost Curtis. But anywho, bless his holy name. He is good.
No,
mercy,
I still have.
Okay.
Amen. I had my mic on mute.
Oh.
All right, Curtis. Okay.
Amen.
You got any
remember
final
to follow words? Us on Instagram. Yeah, just remember to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and we'll be looking for you on our next show next month at 10 a.m. Don't miss it. We're going to have another awesome show. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye.
See you later.